710 ESPN's Verizon Wireless Lakers line is on the air. 877-710-ESPN. The Verizon Wireless Lakers line is brought to you by
Morongo Casino Resort. Come stay and play. MorongoCasinoResort.com.
Care More Medical. Help more. Heal more. Care more. It's what we do. Visit CareMore.com today.
Roger Dunn Golf Shops. The world's largest golf supermarkets. RDGolf.com.
Metro PCS. $40 period. Unlimited talk, text, web. Never sign a contract. $40 period. Metro PCS. Unlimited yourself.
Hollywood Park Casino. The best place to play in L.A. Play HPC.com.
U.S. Bank. Proud broadcast sponsor of Lakers basketball. Light up the lines. We're talking Lakers. Live from the ESPN zone at LA Live. Here are 710 ESPN's Brian Long and A. Martinez.
West misses the second. Saul rebounds, and it's over in New Orleans. The Hornets, who came in six games below 500, not only win this game, they control most of the night against the defending champions. They hand the Lakers their second loss on this current five-game swing. And your final score from New Orleans, Hornets 108, Lakers 100.
Lakers fall tonight in the Big Easy as they have started this road trip not the way they wanted to, with a couple disappointing losses, one to Oklahoma City, getting the win at Houston, then tonight in New Orleans at the hands of the Hornets, a game I frankly thought they could have won, but not enough play from a couple important people tonight, and we're going to talk a lot about it. They do lose 108-100. Brian Long, A. Martinez, we are live from a very busy ESPN zone here at LA Live as people are getting ready tonight for the Black Eyed Peas, who are in town having some dinner, A. Martinez, watching the Laker game. You want to have a great night. Maybe, you know, it's date night. You bring the wife, the girlfriend, the significant other, or both.
Leave a ticket for one.
You're about to go over to the Black Eyed Peas across the street. Tonight's going to be a good night, and then it ends up not being a good night as the Lakers fall to the Hornets.
Brian, you know I respect you, right?
Of course.
Jules, you know I respect you, Jules.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I am surprised that you would think that the Lakers would have had an easy game or victory tonight.
I didn't say easy game.
Well, but you expected a victory.
I thought that they would win this game.
No. It was clear from the moment this road trip began that this would be at least one of their losses. I didn't expect Oklahoma City to be a loss for the Lakers, but if you remember a few nights ago...
You did.
And it's a very simple reason. And any Laker fan that is surprised by what happened tonight, by the result tonight, hasn't been watching the Lakers or is speaking strictly from emotion
right
now.
All right, but let me ask you this. They lose at the hands of Oklahoma City. No one thought that was going to happen, and certainly in the fashion that they lost. Doesn't that change it a little bit? Don't you think after that loss that they learned something from this they flipped the switch?
Has nothing to do with the effort they showed in Oklahoma City. Look, the Lakers, and every Laker fan that's going to call up and is listening right now, understands what the Lakers' trouble is. Guarding point guards. Dominant point guards. The Hornets have two of them. They have two of them. Darren Collison has filled in at an all-star level for Chris Paul. Now they have two of them, and if you look at their numbers, a total of 58 minutes for both of them, 32 points, 16 assists, only four turnovers between the two of them, seven rebounds, couple of steals. They shot 55%. It's as if they were facing Chris Paul the entire game and never got a rest from it. It's bad enough if Chris Paul were just on the floor on his own. He could have probably beat the Lakers on his own. But instead, they've got Paul and Collison going at him in waves, and that never, ever stopped. That's why they were never in this game to begin with. If you throw in, Brian, the three-point percentage for the Lakers at 24% in this game, it was a loss, no matter what. So I am not surprised no one else should be.
Yeah, the three-point percentage was a problem tonight. They were 7 of 29 for 24%. By contrast, the Hornets, 10 of 23 for 43%. They just didn't get it done, and frankly, they kept shooting them. That was the shocking part, that they weren't falling, and they just kept jacking them up.
But that's another thing about them, isn't it? They keep shooting them when it's not working. But that's what they do.
All right, and Pau Gasol tonight cannot be blamed for this loss. Pau Gasol tonight, 11 of 21. How about 26 points and 22 rebounds? that's pretty good night's work. You cannot blame this on Pau Gasol whatsoever or the center play. We'll get a sports update in from the top of the hour. Come back on the other side, bring you the highlights for tonight. Then we'll go straight to your calls. A lot of people very upset tonight.
And why? I don't get
rightfully
it.
Rightfully so.
No, not rightfully so.
Rightfully
then
so.
They haven't been watching or listening to the Lakers.
We're
going to
find out
long.
Here in a second. Verizon Wireless Lakers Line is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. It's America's largest 3G network. It means you can do more in more places. Go to VerizonWireless.com or visit a Verizon Wireless communication store to learn more. He's A. Martinez. I'm Brian. We got a sports update in coming back on 710 ESPN Sports Radio for LA.
710 ESPN's Verizon Wireless Lakers Line, live from the ESPN Zone at LA Live. 877-710 ESPN. Here are Brian Long and A. Martinez.
Posey screens. Paul gives to Posey. Top of the circle three. Got it.
Game over.
Back-breaking shot. Gives New Orleans a 10-point lead with 2:13 remaining.
Tough night for this Laker team. Just could not get on track. Lakers Line brought to you in part by Saboba Casino. Text the word Saboba to 40705 for a chance to win $710 in free slot play. Saboba Casino, where winning is just the beginning. Lakers lose tonight 108-100. Brian Long, A. Martinez, live from the ESPN Zone at LA Live. We will be going back to New Orleans. Get Phil Jackson's response plus more post-game reaction as the Lakers fall now. Only two, they are only one win out of three on this road trip, having lost two already. And everyone sort of talked about what would be a successful road trip, eh, Martinez? How about just surviving at
this
moment?
Well, they got
moment?
Two wins, San Antonio and Houston.
That is true.
I'm surprised you're surprised that this is a surprising loss to you. Yes, stop doing the math.
That's right. 2-2.
You don't trust
Why
me?
Why was I thinking San second. Antonio was,
no,
then they had a home game. And
the
then
bigger
they
issue
out.
Here is that you don't trust no, that I your partner here told you a fact.
Listen.
And you didn't believe me.
There are a lot of times that you're a little off on it.
Oh, really?
I was just trying to make sure.
Oh, what would it be on?
Just trying to make, why are you so upset?
You don't trust me. You can't fall back and expect me to catch you, can you?
I know.
How are we going to do a show together?
If we're in a therapy session and you've got to be the guy that catches me, I'm not feeling confident about my
April
situation.
April 5th, we start our brand
yes.
new show.
Next Monday.
How can we go forward from here knowing, or at least me knowing, that you don't trust me?
Listen, there's an old saying my daddy used to say to me. You ready?
Yeah.
It's okay to be in a room full of snakes as long as the lights are on. Well, the lights are on, and you understand I'll never trust you, okay?
They can jump and bite you. You have to do the lights.
I'm just letting you know. Okay. Got to know. All right, let's get to this. Lakers tonight. Frankly, not a ton of highlights unless you're a New Orleans fan tonight. This Laker team couldn't get it going. You thought early on Pau Gasol's offense would carry the day.
Fisher left corner for Artest. Bounces left box for Gasol. Artest goes through. Gasol backs down Okafor. Spins and hits a leaning left-handed bank shot just inside the block. And the Lakers on the board at the 10:05 mark of the first.
You know, Pau Gasol, 11 of 21, finished with 26 points. He had 22 rebounds. You cannot blame this loss on Pau Gasol tonight.
No, and he took advantage of the size mismatch. I think the tallest starter for them is Okafor at 6'10". And Gasol at 7 feet with his type of post moves offensively is gonna have a big game. I didn't expect the 22 rebounds, but the point total didn't surprise me too much.
Well, it was Chris Paul. You knew he was going to show up. You knew he was going to start dealing in this in the way that he does. You mentioned the Collison, Chris Paul combination tonight. It served fits, and Chris Paul got after it in the second with a three.
Chris Paul has it top of the key. Paul defended by Odom on a switch, gives left wing for Posey. Low left to West, doubled, straight away West to Paul, shoots a three, and hits.
You don't have to double-team David West. Let Lamar Odom handle him inside. David West doesn't like to play with his back to the basket that much.
Collison and Paul, 58 minutes combined on the floor, 32 points, 16 assists. This is the reason why no Laker fan should be surprised that it turned out the way it did. The Lakers have struggled to contain dominant point guards. The Hornets were able to throw two at them. On the floor either one at a time or at the same time. The Lakers had no chance no matter what. So don't be shocked that this is what happened.
The Lakers lost the first quarter 27-22 in the second. The Hornets kept it up 23-20, the scoring differential. And action started in the third as again, the Lakers were looking to get something going, but you got to give the Hornets a lot of credit. As they came out, they were able to start dealing right away, and they didn't stop. We talked about Collinson's effort tonight. He was a thorn in the side of this Laker team.
Hornets will hold for the last shot. Here's Collinson, left wing. 3 seconds, Carling down the paint, off of the floater, puts it down, and is fouled. Little Darren Collison absorbing the foul from Gasol. That'll have a chance to give New Orleans a 14-point lead.
Almost a perfect night for Collison. 6 of 9 from the floor, 3 of 3 from the free throw line. Add to that a steal and those 3 assists, the 3 rebounds. It was just the kind of wave that the Lakers were not going to be able to handle tonight. If they'd have gotten a victory, it would have been because maybe they hit an extra 3-pointer or two just to kind of keep them in the game, but They were no match. They were no match for what the Hornets had from tonight.
Well, and the threes were really a problem tonight. They were able to bury a couple down the stretch. Farmar dropping in a three, and then Fisher pulling a three, trying to draw the Lakers closer. But at that point, this game was already done, and the Lakers end up falling tonight to the New Orleans Hornets, 108-100. Lakers line brought to you in part by Metro PCS, $40. Period, unlimited talk, text, web. That means what you see is what you pay. $40 includes all taxes and regulatory fees. Never sign a contract. $40, period. Another reason, Metro PCS is wireless for all. Metro PCS, unlimited yourself. This Laker team tonight, A, you would have thought at some point able to answer. I thought their ability to go inside was going to be the difference. They exploited it. They went after it inside. Pau Gasol had an unbelievable night. But take nothing away, they just couldn't make stops on the perimeter.
And this is the game on this road trip that I figured that the lack of Andrew Bynum would hurt him. Just as I've outlined that having Collison and Paul throwing waves at the Lakers were going to hurt them, having Gasol and Bynum in waves against the Hornets would have had the exact same effect. You would have had an incredible game out of both of the centers, and that would have been the only way the Lakers could have counterbalanced the guard attack that the Hornets had thrown at them.
All right, let's go back to New Orleans, Phil Jackson's comments.
It's a disappointment because we, you know, kind of earmarked this game for the team, you know, to play well and come out and do a good job, and you know, so many guys, you know, had trouble, faltered out there. You know, Lamar didn't get his score till the end of the half. You know, he didn't get on the books. You know, Ronnie didn't have, you know, 3-point shooting, which is, you know, that's one of his weapons that we've got. You know, Powell and Kobe were, you know, the stalwarts that we went to, and our bench didn't score the first half. You know, and their bench really chewed us up. They outscored us considerably. The second half, you know, I was disappointed at the end of the game because, you know, we came back, we got back to where we wanted to get to. But then we could make the big plays, and that's what, you know, good teams do, is they make the good plays, they make the shots, and they get a stop.
That sound courtesy of KCAL9. Lakers line brought to you in part by CareMore Medical. Help more, heal more, care more. It's what we do. Visit CareMore.com today for information on your health care needs. And, you know, he talked about Ron Artest tonight from behind the arc. He was 1 of 8. A 1 of 8 tonight. Finished with 14 points from the field. He was 6 of 14, so took a good number of shots. Finished with 14 points, but the 3-point issue tonight became a very big issue for this Laker team because the Hornets were so hot and they never really cooled off. They were 10 of 23, finishing with 43%.
And what you said about the Lakers continuing to take those 3-pointers, maybe they'd have traded a few of those attempts for a sure bucket in the paint like it seemed like they had, maybe we would have seen a quite different story.
Well, especially when you have Pau Gasol going nuts in the post the way he was going nuts. So at 26 points tonight, it was obviously working. 877-710-ESPN, it's the Verizon Wireless Lakers line. Let's go to Eric out in L.A. He's been holding. Eric, you are on the Verizon Wireless Lakers line. How you doing?
Good, good, thanks. 7 out of 29, and I didn't realize how horribly they shot from the three-point range. And you guys mentioned that they kept shooting it. Well, you know, if you watch the game, majority of them were open looks, and the majority of them were off of the inside-outside offense. So I can live with that. Ron Artest was 1 for 8 tonight. I implore this dude to take about 500 spot-up 3-point jump shots in practice all day, every day. You know, because I think it's going to be absolutely crucial, especially come playoffs, that these role players knock these shots down. And the spot-up three-point jump shooting, to me, is the most glaring difference between Artest and Ariza. Because last season, Ariza did a hell of a job of being able to knock down that open, spot-up, three-point jump shot, especially in the playoffs, which made the Lakers' offense virtually unstoppable. This season, to me, Artest has looked completely inept in that range, especially as far as a spot-up three-point jump shot. And, you know, with that, you're seeing players sagging off of them, doubling off of them. And if you can't knock that shot down, you know, that's just going to negate the Lakers' offense, guys.
Well, I don't know that I agree with him that he's been completely inept from behind the arc. He was tonight. He was terrible tonight. But, you know, he's knocked down some pretty big shots for this team. And actually, as of late, I think he's found his stroke. That's why it's so odd, and I think Phil Jackson pointed it out in his postgame comments, that really that's part of his arsenal that we just didn't see tonight. I mean, you shoot 1 of 8, I don't care who you are, that's going to have an effect. Because, you know, when you think about it, Eric, you're shooting from behind the arc. Typically, those are long rebounds. Those are rebounds that aren't going back to the Lakers.
And Artest is shooting 42% from three-point distance this year. Ariz is at 39%. So there's not that much of a difference between the two.
You know, the percentages, I know, and I was going to bring this up. It might not tell the full story, because what my point is that a lot of Artest's three-point jump shots come off of his own dribble. And tonight you said they should go inside, they should go inside. Well, they did go inside, but when they went inside to Kobe and when they went inside to Powell, what did you see? Them double constantly throwing the second guy at them. And if they pass it out, which Kobe did, superbly. He did an excellent job of finding the open man. So did Powell. And that's what they did. And if they can't hit that shot, well, you're going to lose the game, guys.
Well, and it's also, I mean, we're laying this on Ron Artest is 1 of 8. I mean, Derek Fisher tonight, 1 of 7 from behind the arc. And Derek Fisher's really on that floor, not to break people off the dribble. He's on that floor because he can knock that shot down and play defense. He wasn't hitting it tonight either.
Well, maybe Powell and Kobe should have kept the ball and done something with it. Maybe the Hornets were daring them to take shots that they weren't able to hit tonight,
well,
and they fell for it.
It's a frustrating night in a lot of ways, Abe, because you look at what Lamar finished with. He was 4-13 tonight, 10 points. His scoring wasn't there. I mean, Lamar Odom should be able, much the same way that Gasol is able to go nuts against the Hornets, Lamar Odom should have had a much better offensive night tonight. I mean, 10 points from Lamar Odom is... Frankly, let's go by the average that Bynum, because he's essentially filling in that starting five. You know, you're missing those extra 5 points that Bynum would typically be chipping in on any given night. That's, I think, again, you go back to the rotations are the problem right now, I believe, for this Laker team. And it's been frustrating because all year long, they've never been able to set it.
So the Lakers then tonight played into the Hornets' hands defensively.
I think so.
Because they were abusing them down low, so the Hornets would throw an extra guy in there, leaving someone open on the perimeter. They'd kick it out, and then they would attempt these shots that they weren't that weren't falling. So the Hornets said, let's just keep doing this, as opposed to giving up all these points. I think they probably should have just kept the ball. And even if they had thrown two guys at him, the way Kobe and Powell were going, they could have probably made more with the shots inside than kicking it out for open shots from a range that was not going to happen from tonight.
All right, Lakers do fall tonight to the Hornets, 108-100. Brian Long, A. Martinez. This is the Verizon Wireless Lakers line, live from the ESPN Zone at LA Live. Sherman Oaks is the next stop. And, Mike, you are on 710 ESPN. How are you?
Well, I'm very disgusted at this Lakers performance. How are you guys tonight?
Good.
You know, I am a 100% Laker fan, meaning that if I'm asked to go on vacation at any time of the year and it's before June 22nd, I turn the people down and say, I've got plans, because I plan on this Laker team being involved in playoff games through the middle of June. And I give my money and my time for the Lakers to compete day in and day out. Now, that's emotion, but it's also tangible evidence. Now, as a fan, I'm going to give you a little bit of both right now very quickly. I took the time to see what the Lakers actually did at home and away November, December, January, February, and March. And the numbers are really tell all why the Lakers no longer intimidate anybody at home or on the road. They happen to have been 25-6 combined for the month of October, November, and December, of which they had a total of 12 road games. January, February, and March, they are 27-14 to this point with 10 road games. So actually, there's more than that. There are 11.
So, Mike, okay, so by what I'm hearing, you've pretty much been tuned into every single Laker game this season, correct?
That's right.
Okay, but so here's the thing, Mike. If you have been and you know exactly what this team's weaknesses are and what they have trouble defending, how can you be surprised with a combination of Chris Paul and Darren Collison just going wave after wave against them that they would be able to do anything against two point guards like that?
I'm surprised that there hasn't been a solution from the team as on the court, people in control, the coach, who is the best coach in history of basketball, the Buss family, who are the best owners ever in the history of basketball. I'll just give a small example of how the Busses were, or Mitch Kupchak was outmaneuvered 2 years ago. And later we found out that they were actually trying to get P.J. Brown, and they ended up with Ira Neubel. It's these type of things that made the difference in the Lakers being beaten in the finals. And right now, you know, if I heard 1-2-3 Cancun, that famous Nick Van Exel chant, I wouldn't be surprised, but I'm still not planning a vacation in mid-May. But this team, the way they're playing, do you see them going beyond the second round?
Well, I've said that I believe they will, Mike. I mean, I'm not going to give up on this squad because they lost the game tonight against a much better Hornets team than their record would indicate. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to walk through the playoffs. This is going to be a tough go. I think if you listen to Lakers Line, and I know, Mike, you have, this is not the same kind of team that is head and shoulders above everybody else. They're going to fight all the way through this. But they got caught. They got caught at Oklahoma City. There's no excuse. They frankly, I think, let that one go about halfway through the third period and said goodnight. Tonight, it is a tough matchup. There's no doubt about it. The last time they played the Hornets this year, they didn't have Chris Paul. Chris Paul came out. He's a big-time performer, an all-star. He wanted to show on a big stage against the Lakers, and they delivered. They delivered against the Lakers tonight. We'll come back and get more phone calls, get more reaction as well. 877-710-ESPN. 108-100, Lakers fall to the Hornets tonight. He's A. Martinez, and I'm Brian Long. It's the Verizon Wireless Lakers Line on 710 ESPN Sports Radio for L.A.
Live from the ESPN Zone at L.A. Live, this is 710 ESPN's Verizon Wireless Lakers Line. Here are Brian Long and A. Martinez.
Right between the circles, checked by Paul. Curls around a Gasol screen towards the corner. Turns the corner. Kicks out of a double. Left wing Odom. Left wing Fisher. A three. Good. 5-point game.
Lakers fall tonight, and that would be the only three by Derek Fisher. He was one of seven from behind the arc tonight. As a team, the Lakers 7 of 29 for 24%. By contrast, 10 of 23 for 43%. The Hornets shot from behind the arc. You're not going to win a lot of games, if you're going to throw up almost 33 pointers and you have seven hit. That's not a good percentage for this Laker team, and they got caught up in it tonight.
That's Brian Long's math.
Right.
Math session. Right.
Kids,
there.
Take that one home with you. Yeah. All right. Never going to be confused with the guy splitting the atom. I can tell you that those numbers don't jive.
That's like a Now We Know segment, right?
Yes, it is.
That's the one we're going to have
coming
later.
Up on the show, yeah. Right, Now You Know. Lakers Line brought to you in part by Custom Comfort Mattress. It's resting on a family tradition of over 25 years. We don't sleep well unless we know you do. Visit CustomComfortMattress.com for a store near you. Let's go to Dallas and Catherine. Listen on ESPNLosAngeles.com. How are you, Catherine?
I'm very frustrated, and I am very surprised the Lakers lost a team with 20 less wins and 21 more losses. This is not the New Orleans Hornets of a few years ago. I'm very surprised and disappointed. I mean, if Darren Collison and Chris Paul are so good, explain to me how this team has 40 losses this year.
Because they haven't played together until recently. Chris Paul's been out for the longest time, and Darren Collison took over for him, but I think if this team had had both of them going at the same time, the way they're playing them now, the results of their season would be a little bit different.
Yeah, perhaps, but it is what it is, and they are, what, 10th place and removed from the playoffs? That's why it's so frustrating.
But, Catherine, you've watched the Lakers just like everyone else, and you know what their weakness is, those kind of guards that they can't guard, and now they have two of them. They had two of them going at them for 58 minutes tonight.
Yeah, the weakness seems to be weak teams. That seems to be the mentality this year. They can beat teams who are almost of the same competitiveness, but teams that are lesser, how many losses do the Lakers have against teams with sub-500 records?
Well, I don't have that right at my fingertips, but I will tell you this much, Catherine, that's not necessarily the case. I think we're forgetting a couple nights ago when Oklahoma City, who is a playoff team, rolled the Lakers. So they're not just matching teams with competitive records or likewise records. They have trouble against teams that can play strong from the perimeter. I agree with you, A, on that point. There's no doubt that Chris Paul and Collison are a unbelievable task for the Laker guards tonight. And you know what? Go deeper than Derek Fisher. I mean, you can certainly lay a lot on him as the, you know, playing 27 minutes. He was 3 of 11, did not shoot the ball well, 7 points, 1 of 7 from behind the arc. But go right down the numbers. Farmar tonight, 21 minutes. He was 3 of 8, finished with 8 points. Shannon Brown, 0 for 4 for 2 points, played 16 minutes tonight. They did not get a lot of good guard production.
The Hornets' point guard slot tonight, 32 points, 16 assists, only 4 turnovers for the entire game. They weren't going to lose this game. And the Lakers, if they had maybe hit a couple of more three-pointers, if they had evened out that percentage a little bit more, maybe they're in this game. But it was one of these games that even heading into this road trip, I kind of figured if they were going to stumble, I didn't expect Oklahoma City, I'm going to say that again, if they're going to stumble, this was the stumble for me on this road trip.
Lakers Line is brought to you in part by Hollywood Park Casino. It's the best place to play in L.A. Visit playhpc.com to register for the next 710 ESPN Poker Tournament, and you could win a seat in the 2010 World Series of Poker. Let's go out to Rob. He's embarrassed as a fan. Rob, say it ain't so. How are you?
Hello?
Yep. How you doing, Rob?
I'm sorry. I thought you said Rob. It's amazing. Even the lady who just called, she hit on the button. I understand how you guys are saying about they have a very hard time with small guards. Well, it's amazing how either the coaching staff does not know how to adjust to it, or the Laker guards, I mean, yeah, Fisher's old. There's no question about it. I know it's one thing towards the end of the game, why he would have, for defensive purposes, guys, I understand Phil Jackson loves Derek Fisher. Why would you have him in the game and not run our test is beyond me.
Well, Ron Artest's three-pointer was not falling tonight, and the only chance they had was for Derek Fisher to maybe hit a few threes down the stretch. I would have probably done the same thing.
Well, and he did hit the one. He did hit the one very late, and you thought, well, maybe they could get a stop and draw him closer. But it was a tough night tonight all the way around. No one, with the exception of Gasol and Bryant, were having any offensive success. Well, that's not necessarily true. I mean, Artest finished with 14 points, 6 of 14.
Yeah.
But the problem is he shot 8, you know, took 8 shots from behind the arc and only hit one. And I think that some of this is a little, can really be focused in on that between, you know, the 8 by Artest, the 7 by Fisher. Those shots just weren't falling, and they weren't getting all those rebounds, and that was just creating opportunities for the Hornets.
The other thing I think that the Hornets gave away, which I think everybody in the league already knows, the Lakers have no perimeter shooting at all, and they just gave that away now because when they doubled inside, the Laker guards, anybody shooting behind the line, like you guys said, why are they shooting so many when you're not making any? It doesn't make sense. Keep going inside or move the ball around. But 30 attempts is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's way too many tonight. They were 7 of 29. If it's not falling, you then have to go somewhere else, eh? I mean, you have to figure – and by the way, it was working inside. And I don't care if you got to slow the game down, take the ball out of Chris Paul's hands. You know, and we've talked a lot, and people have said, well, the difference between Artest and Ariza is this, and they believe – you know, Artest may be a better defender, but Ariza had a little more range. The one thing that is different about this team, and I will say this, their transition is not the same as it was last year. Ariza a little more athletic, out running in transition. They don't get those buckets. They just don't seem to get those buckets this year the same way. It's more of a using their size advantage down low, and it's a different game to watch.
But you know what the old saying is, for every three-point shooters, that the only way you break out of a slump, even if it's an in-game mini slump, is to keep shooting. Because eventually, if you're a decent three-point shooter, it's going to come back. The averages are going to even out. Now, it just didn't happen today for the Lakers.
I mean, Kobe was 2 of 5. How about Kobe taking him then? I mean, Kobe was at least having some success, a level of success.
Kobe was kicking him out, though.
I know. You can't crush Kobe in this. No. I mean, anyone out there, you ask the guy to facilitate and get him involved, that's exactly what he was doing. He was essentially taking the role of point guard with dribble penetration and kicking the ball back out. They just weren't knocking down shots. Newport Beach, next stop. Ken, you're on the Verizon Wireless Lakers line. How you doing?
Hey, good. Hey, listen, I'm not surprised at all, and I'll give you 4 reasons why. I mean, I expected this. First off, one of my business partners lived in New Orleans. He was at a club very late. There was our test. There was Odom. Hence, they did it, the Hedo Turkoglu, and stayed up real late and clearly couldn't see the basket. They played horrible. No practice yesterday. Instead, they decided to go out. Number two, you throw away the game against Houston, which was an aberration. Fisher in the last 6 games is shooting 24%. 24% opposing point guards are averaging 21. He's averaging 5. That is horrible. The bench was outscored like 36 to 12. How does that happen? The last point I want to make is I'm seeing some dissension going on. We had problems with Gasol and complaining early in the year. We've had Farmer fighting with some of the coaching staff. Sasha 3 games ago had a fight with Shaw that Artest had to break up before it started into punching. He hasn't played 1 second since. When Kobe took a 40-foot three-pointer, Phil called a timeout in the fourth quarter, screamed at Kobe. Kobe used some words, you could read his lips, that we would be off the air if I repeated them. There seems to be a dissension going on with this team. The egos on this team and the ego of Phil Jackson seem to be running contrary. And this late in the season, for this to be happening, that is a serious problem that I see going on right now with this Laker team.
Ken, I'll concede some of the points you made. That first one about going out late, look, it's a night game. And I've traveled with baseball teams. I've seen athletes go out, and they're ready because they don't have to be at the ballpark or at the arena for another 10 hours. So they could get plenty of sleep and plenty of rest. As far as the dissension, look, it's frustration. We've seen it a million times this season. We're going to see it next season. We're going to see it the season after that. So I don't know necessarily if all of a sudden, for whatever reason, the team is coming apart emotionally from the seams. I don't see that. But some of the other points, I can understand where Ken's coming from.
Well, listen, the emotion and the frustration isn't necessarily a bad thing if you channel it back the right way. I'm not upset that Kobe Bryant was frustrated that this game was starting to get away at some points. I'm not mad that he's getting mad out on the floor because, frankly, I think this team at times could use a little more of that, a little less of we are the Lakers and we'll flip the switch, that sometimes they fall into that malaise, I guess would be the best way to say it. I like the emotion, and I don't mind it sometimes if it's a little negative or it's directed at a certain person or player. And tonight, you know, Michael Thompson, I thought, made a great point during the broadcast. Phil Jackson got up very early, screaming, animated, during a timeout about the defense that was being played. That should charge your team up. And if it doesn't, then you have no effect.
The thing that's making me laugh, though, is that Oklahoma City loss is tainting the way the rest of this road trip is going to be perceived.
They got beat, I mean, at one point by 33, eh?
Right.
I mean, it was a disturbing loss because they're a playoff team.
And that's why this loss that I expected completely, in the exact same way as it played out, it shouldn't be that big of a surprise. You got to treat this game in a vacuum right there and just analyze it for what it is. Yeah, the Oklahoma City loss stung, it especially being down 33 at the end of 3. That's awful. That's terrible. You don't expect a defending champion to do that. But if you just look at the way the Hornets completely baited the Lakers into the performance they put out there today, it shouldn't come as a big surprise.
All right, let's go to G.I. out in Los Angeles. G.I., you're on the Verizon Wireless Lakers line. How are you?
I'm all right. I've been listening to most of the callers, and I agree with mostly what everything was saying, especially Catherine. She knows more basketball than you two knuckleheads. Hey, listen, the triangle offense, hello?
Yeah,
go ahead, G.
Yeah.
Let me make these points before you say anything, and then we'll get into it. Hey, the triangle offense is the offense that makes the Lakers play close games. They don't get any easy buckets. They shoot too many three-point shots. We don't have Shaq anymore. he can't dominate the post. Pau Gasol is weak. Let's just call it what it is.
But was he weak at 26 points tonight, G.I.? I mean, how do you point that out with 22 and 26?
Who is the Hornets center?
Right, but he exploited what they had.
Nobody. They don't have a center.
But G.I., wait a second. If he hadn't have done this, you would have said the exact same thing. So there's no way he could have won. He could have had 30 rebounds, and you'd say the same thing.
Well, look, the Lakers were down 7.
You got to analyze.
Here's the problem with that.
What?
If you're going to give 26 and 22, I'll take that soft every night. 26 and 22.
You're not going to get that every night from him. He's not a 22.
But he gave it to you tonight, and tonight's the night you're calling him soft.
I understand. You like him. All right, I'll take it back.
It has nothing to do with that, G.I. Are you going to look at this game for what it is, or are you just going to promote your own agenda here?
I didn't call the single out one player. I want to talk about the triangle offense, the fact that they don't get easy buckets. The Lakers play too many close games. They can't. That's why they play down to the level of the lower competition, because it's always a close game. You bring people off the bench. You say, okay, move the ball around. Pass the ball, pass the ball, pass the ball. The shot clock is at 7. You got Farmer out dribbling the ball, and he has nobody to throw it to.
G.I., what offense do you prefer?
Look at what New Orleans was running tonight. Pick and roll, guys pop, they get open 18 footers.
Do you think they're a good team? G.I., do you think they're a good team, New Orleans?
No, it's not a matter. We were talking.
No, but I know. I'm asking you a question. Do you think
New Orleans is not a good team? That's why the fans are frustrated.
Yeah, I would actually disagree with you and appreciate the call. I think they're a much better team than their record is at right now.
And they're a better matchup against the Lakers.
Tough matchup
they have.
We'll come back, get more of your thoughts. 877-710-ESPN. We'll go back to New Orleans, get some more reaction as well tonight. People obviously frustrated with this Laker loss and where they are at tonight in all of this. 108-100, the Lakers fall to New Orleans. He's A. Martinez. I'm Brian Long. It's the Verizon Wireless Lakers line on 710 ESPN Sports Radio for L.A.
710 ESPN's Verizon Wireless Lakers line continues live from the ESPN zone at LA Live. Here are Brian and A.
Time to try your hand at the Morongo Casino Resort three-pointer. Text the word Morongo to 40705 and answer 3 trivia questions correctly for a shot to win a 2-night stay at Morongo Casino Resort. We'll announce the next 3-point champion during Lakers line on March 27th. Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, enjoy progressive table games, and remember, you always get the most cash back and the best rewards. Let's go to Ontario. Peter, you are on the Verizon Wireless Lakers line. How you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
A little frustrated here. Let's look at the Lakers' record. What do they have, 20 losses?
54 and 20.
It can easily be, let's say, 48 and 26 if Kobe make those game winners in the last 10 seconds.
Right, but, I mean, you can go the other way, too. Hold on, Peter. Wait a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you can also go the other way with some of that, and they had the Toronto, they had some last-second shots that didn't fall for them. The first Memphis game up in Toronto. You can play the if they fall or they don't, you know.
Well, my point is, the games are all close for the Lakers. They're not as good as they were last year, truthfully. Artest is a better man-to-man defender, but as a team defense, I don't think they're better. I think they're giving up more points.
Well, you know what, Peter? It's a fair question to ask when you're looking at the numbers, you look at the records, but I would also say maybe the teams in the West are better than we want to give them credit for. Denver certainly made themselves a lot better. Dallas is a lot better team. Utah is a good team. Again, matchup issues. I do got to say, when you are the defending champion, Peter, you're the hunted. Everyone's gunning for you when you come to town. The Lakers are sneaking up on nobody.
But I agree, but we would be fighting for a playoff. We'd be in seventh or eighth place if Kobe doesn't make those game winners.
But he did. I don't understand that. He's on this team, so what does it matter whether he didn't make? He did, and he's might make a few more at some point. That's the advantage that the Lakers do have, Peter, over other teams.
And, Peter, I will say this. Appreciate the call, and I know where you're coming from. But
this is that argument.
Well,
though.
I'm going to tell you where it comes from. It's style points. That's where people, we all get caught into it. We look at this Laker team, we think they should be running through everyone. They shouldn't lose a game. We'll let them lose one or two or three, but okay, 20 games, look, if you said at the beginning of the season this Laker team has a chance to win, I mean, how many games are left now? 10 games, I believe. 60 wins, 24. Okay. And be the number one seed in the West. You'd be like, okay, take it, done. But I think we get caught up in all the hype early on. We were doing it, eh? I mean, we talked about it, all the shows on 710, all around the radio dial. Could this team take the Bulls down? Could they get that 72-win margin? Then they come out, and they're not playing that way. I really got to tell you, Peter, and people that think the same way, don't underestimate the fact that teams are gunning for the Lakers. It matters. It's different when you're still trying to kind of get to the hump and over the mountain. And I know, A, you're shaking your head and you're like, they're the Lakers, or it's always that way.
Well,
but I'm just saying, yeah. there is a difference when you're the defending champ. That's why it's so hard to go back to back. And when it's done, it's amazing.
But that mentality really, really shows to me a real kind of lack of focus on the big picture. Because if the Lakers, when the postseason starts, get 16 one-point victories with Kobe hitting the game winner at the last second, they're the champs. So who cares how they win those games as long as they do?
Right. Well, I agree with that.
Is that something complicated that I've just only figured out?
Hey, here's the deal. If you're not going to win the number one record, if you're not going to take down Cleveland for the number one record, then I don't care. As long as you win the West, I don't. Now it's about winning the West and resting some players as you get ready for the playoffs. That's really all that matters. Spiro and Michael were talking about it during the game, that kind of no man's land. I don't know if you people were listening to the entire broadcast, but they're like, the Lakers are too far away now to really catch Cleveland realistically, but they got a comfortable lead in the West. So you're kind of in that weird area. What do you do? Do you go? You're not going to catch. You're going to probably have the number one seed. You're not going to catch Cleveland. So what do you do? Do you rest your players? Do you set them down? Do you worry about the next 10 games?
Until they secure the conference's best record. That's as far as I'll go.
All right. We'll take one more. We come back on the other side, and we will have the McDonald's defensive play of the game. We'll also squeeze in a few more of your phone calls. We're live from the ESPN Zone at LA Live. He's A. Martinez, and I'm Brian Long on 710 ESPN Sports Radio for LA.
710 ESPN's Verizon Wireless Lakers line. Live from the ESPN Zone at LA Live. 877-710-ESPN. Here are Brian Long and A. Martinez.
Lakers line brought to you in part by McDonald's. Tonight, A. Martinez, it's all about trying to play some defense. The Lakers couldn't make stops. The Hornets did. It brings us to McDonald's defensive play of the game.
710 ESPN's Lakers line presents the McDonald's defensive play of the game. From the finest potatoes, crispy on the outside, warm and fluffy on the inside. McDonald's world famous fries. Enjoy them with an icy cold Coke at McDonald's. I'm loving it. Now the McDonald's defensive play of the game.
Gasol left block. Faces on Sungaila. Jab stepping. Wants to back him down. Spins middle. Double team. Knocked out of his hands. Gasol has it in the corner. His pass out. Taken by Paul. Ball far side. Waits for his teammates. Finds a trailing West. Down the paint. Barrels into Artest and finger rolls it in. And the Lakers down 13 points. It's a 10-3 Hornets run.
Just didn't get done tonight. 108-100 A. Martinez. The Lakers do fall as this road trip now. Not turning out the way they thought it was going to go. Let's go to Hawaii and James listening on ESPNLosAngeles.com. How you doing, James?
Hey, guys. Enjoying the show.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Listen, I tell you what, the Lakers had a tough one tonight. You know, you live by the three, you die by the three. They made them. We didn't, you know. We had other options. We didn't execute, okay? But overall, does anybody know that Bynum's not playing, all the Laker listeners out there? Because we don't have our full roster, and I think we're still looking pretty good, okay?
Yeah, there's a little overreaction, James, but it's frustrating because, let's face it, James, this is not a game that's happening in December. It's a game that's going on in late March. People are ready. The playoffs are a couple of weeks away, and you don't want to see any cracks in the armor. And right now, there are issues.
And James, think of Gasol's, James, 22 rebounds. You have Bynum in there. And as much as Gasol abused them in the paint, Bynum could have taken up some of that slack as well. It would have been, it might have been a different story.
Absolutely, and you know, good. That's a good point. You know, it is late in the year, and it is a road swing. So you know, the guys are a little bit tired, but you know what? Going into the playoffs, we're looking good. I think that we really need to address the issue of this defensive rotation and the lack of guys getting out on the guy shooting the three, and it's killing us, and it has been for a number of years. But you know, Kobe always wills away to get us the win, and I don't think anybody's going to beat us in a seven-game series this year.
Well, I'm the same way, James, and appreciate it, you lucky duck out in Hawaii. But I will tell you this much. There are concerns with the perimeter, and as they go up against teams that are going to cause some issues for this team in the playoffs, they're going to be teams that can get things done out on the perimeter. Hey, we will be back on Wednesday,
right,
as we get ready for yet another battle for this. It doesn't get any easier, Atlanta, as their road swing continues on. I want to thank Julio Morataya, Frank Laffarelli, also Jared Diglio produced tonight. For A. Martinez, I'm Brian Long. Lakers do fall tonight, A. Martinez, 108-100 at the hands of the Chris Paul New Orleans Hornets. I'm Brian Long. You've been listening to the Verizon Wireless Lakers Line on 710 ESPN Sports Radio for L.A.
You've been listening to 710 ESPN's Verizon Wireless Lakers Line, live from the ESPN Zone at LA Live. Join us following every Lakers game home and away. The Verizon Wireless Lakers Line is brought to you by Zoboba Casino, where winning is just the beginning.
U.S. Bank, proud broadcast sponsor of Lakers basketball.
Metro PCS, $40 period. Unlimited talk, text, web. Never sign a contract, $40 period. Metro PCS, unlimited yourself.
Morongo Casino Resort, come stay and play. MorongoCasinoResort.com.
For complete Lakers coverage, log on to 710ESPN.com and listen every day to the flagship home of Los Angeles Lakers basketball, 710 ESPN.